to No Panic Zone. I am America's voice, Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show for Friday, October the 23rd, 2020. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, new polling continues to show Joe Biden holding on to a lead in the race for president, but it is tightening. Go figure. Remember, at this time 4 years ago, they said Hillary Clinton had a 95% chance of being elected. Number two, growing problems for the Biden family. That dumpster fire known as the laptop from hell getting worse. Now there's corroborating witnesses coming forward with more information and more emails and more evidence. Number one, the final debate of the season, very different than the first. The mute button seemed to work. Kristen Welker gets a passing grade, that's for sure. I'll give her credit for being in command and not letting the candidates run her over. And she did an actual job of asking real questions of both candidates for the most part. She did cut off Donald Trump more than she cut off Joe Biden when he wanted to prattle on. But you have to be polite to elderly people. I think that's important. I do. But I want to go to some of the things that I thought were the best moments. Here's the best moment for Donald Trump. He hit this theme a lot. He should have hit it more. Joe Biden, you are a career politician. You've been here for years and years. Why didn't you do it? Why didn't you get it done? Number four, bite four, go.
But they were not in the crime bill.
But okay. Why didn't he get it done? See, it's all talk, no action with these politicians. Why didn't he get it done? That's what I'm going to do when I become president. You were vice president along with Obama as your president, your leader, for 8 years. Why didn't you get it done? You had 8 years to get it done. Now you're saying you're going to get it done because you're all talk and no action.
All talk and no action, Joe. All talk and no action. And let's go to the vault. What motivates Joe Biden? We're going to go to a couple of historical bites with Joe Biden when he was a United States senator. Bite number one, the magic vault. Let's go with that. Money is his priority. Bite one, go.
Lobbyists aren't bad people. Special interest groups are not bad people. But guess what? They're corrosive. People who accept the money from them aren't bad people. But it's human nature. You go out, Lynn, and bundle $250,000 for me, all legal, and then you call me after I'm elected and say, Joe, I'd like to come and talk to you about something. You didn't buy me, but it's human nature. You helped me. I'm going to say, sure, Lynn, come on in. Just like, by the way, if I turn around and I'm elected President of the United States of America, and you call me and say, Joe, I want to come and see you, I'm going to see you. You helped me.
If you pay him off, he's going to see you. Hello, China. Hello, Ukraine. Hello, Kazakhstan, Russia, China. Yeah, there you go. Here's another bite from Joe Biden talking about money and influence and where his ethics lie. Bite number two, go.
See, I went to the big guys for the money. I was ready to prostitute myself in the manner in which I talk about it. But what happened was they said, come back when you're 40, son.
And so there you have it. And there you have it. It's Joe Biden saying he's willing to prostitute himself for money. It's all about money with him. And so those are incredibly important points of view. When you have what's going on, with Tony Bobulinski now coming forward and saying, listen, the Biden family and all the emails that are coming on with the laptop and all the information that's coming out about the family business, which is apparently to sell the family name for access, to try to get access that was going on, apparently, according to Hunter Biden's laptop and hard drive in possession of the FBI, it indicates that the Biden family is willing to sell itself for the highest bidder to China, communist China. Backed up now by Lieutenant Tony Bobulinski, United States Navy retired, who said he was a partner of the Bidens. He said all of it's true, and when Joe Biden says that he didn't know anything about Hunter Biden's business dealings, that's a lie. Says that is an absolute lie. And so there you go. It's just a matter of getting to the bottom of it. Now, other big points from the debate last night. In a remarkable moment, Joe Biden told 10 million Americans working in the oil industry I don't care about you. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. I'm going to get rid of the oil industry. Bite number three. Listen to this.
Final
would
question.
He close
it's
down
false.
The oil industry?
It's false.
Would you close
it's
down
false.
The oil industry?
By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would
that's
transition.
A big statement.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
And here's the deal. But
that's
you can't
a big
do
statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry. I'd stop giving them federal subsidies.
Ooh.
He won't give federal subsidies to the gas, excuse me, to solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to the oil industry?
We actually do
All
give
right.
it to solar and wind.
We give tremendous subsidies to solar and wind and buying electric cars. And come on. Where are the fact checkers? I'm sure that the fact checkers found that everything that Trump said was wrong and everything that, you know, Biden said was right. Please. I mean, here is, let me give you an example. The Los Angeles Times. Trump said that Biden plans to ban fracking. Fact check from the Los Angeles Times. No, Biden wouldn't ban fracking. Well, he said it numerous times. Even CNN had to admit that part, didn't they? Yeah, let's go to bite number nine. CNN admitting that Joe Biden is lying about his position on fracking. Bite nine, go.
I never said I oppose fracking.
You said it on tape.
I did show the tape. Put it on your website.
I'll put it on.
Put it on the website. The fact of the matter is show he's flat lying.
Daniel, he then later on added that he had called for an end to fracking on federal land.
Yeah, so in this case, Trump is correct. Biden did make anti-fracking comments during the Democratic primary in 2019 and 2020, and Trump was not lying. Listen, for example, to something he said in 2019.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. Just to clarify, would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those, either any fossil fuel.
Yeah, no subsidies. And he's flat out said, I will end fracking. It's happened a number of times. A number of times. Then, of course, today we'll see if the mainstream media is honest about the Tony Bobulinski revelations. Adding on to the Hunter Biden laptop and hard drive revelations that the Biden family was deep into this, selling their name and selling access. One of the emails, don't mention Joe being involved. It's only when you're face to face. May 20th, 2017. Selling influence, influence peddling. Happened when he was vice president, more importantly than in 2017. It happened in 2014, 15, and 16 as well. We'll stay on it. We're going to have a quick break here. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Abraham Lincoln, the 16th president of our United States. Most people know him as a man of great wisdom and vision. What many don't realize, however, is that when it came to finding late model sedans at government auctions, or even looking up a zip code, Mr. Lincoln's wisdom was sadly lacking. In fact, the citizens of that day knew it best not to even ask. Fortunately, now there's firstgov.gov, the official place to turn when you need information about federal, state, and local government. Whether it's how to get a student loan, renew your passport, or even apply for a small business loan. All three of which, as numerous historians have noted, were remarkably absent from Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. So go to firstgov.gov. Who knows? If Abe had it in his day, he could have checked out an auction and traded that drafty log cabin for a nice condo on Maui. firstgov.gov, a monumental source of useful information.
Are you facing foreclosure? Then come down to Megalow and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. the results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalow and partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.